Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
So the White Sox get a day off and they can use it, as we talked about.
Yeah, they can.
They just can't. They got a big problem hitting right now. It was nice that they had a nice lead, but I'm watching Ozzie Guillen after the game. It was either after the loss to Pittsburgh or the win yesterday. I think it was after the win. And Ozzie was saying all baseball teams hit slumps all year long. No baseball team's going to go without slumping. Everyone's talking about how hot the Padres are because they just swept three from the Dodgers. A week ago, they'd lost 13 out of 15.
What
or 13 of 17.
Must come down.
You're
going to.
Right. I mean, and that's why we're. Hawk Harrelson used to say it all the time. You're going to win 60, you're going to lose 60, and when it matters what happens in the other 40 games, okay? That's where it determines if you're going to be a winner or a loser in the course of the baseball season. So despite the fact the White Sox went 1-5, they come home now, and they get Seattle. And then after Seattle, they get to play, if I'm not mistaken, they get Minnesota at home. And it's time to put away the Twins, put them out of their misery for the year. They're having an awful season. They're thinking about moving some guys and trading them at the trade deadline. And
it's nice to see, isn't it,
yeah,
from this vantage
sure.
point?
As Ozzie was saying, if you can get rid of them and get them off your back for the year, that's a perfect thing. And you can do that when you're playing them next week.
Yes.
Or later in the week.
And hopefully our bats will start heating up again. You know, it just is really unfortunate that people seem to be slumping at the same time after we have seen replacement players, stepping in and really performing well.
They step in and help, you know, when they needed them. So your thoughts on Cubs and White Sox baseball. Let's jump to the phones. We go to Evanston and John. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. You know, you're right. And you know, I think the only way the Sox are going to pick it up again is to get their everyday players back out there and have them play three or four days this week, have them get back into the swing of it. I want to see the Sox go out and pick up a second baseman that can play 4 days a week, a guy like Frazier, a guy good in the locker room, a fresh bat, a guy that can make a big play at second. I love Frazier, and if he does what he does for Pittsburgh, can you imagine what he could do for a team that's competitive?
And the fact is, we can use him in right field next year.
Yeah.
Just adds another wrinkle where it's like, okay, so, but John, what would you give up for Frazier?
Well, you know what? I would dip into our AAA system. I think we have a couple of players Pittsburgh could use, you know, that can be the face of that ball club in the future, or maybe one of our relievers that we don't use much. You know, give somebody a chance to maybe pitch more somewhere else that maybe doesn't think he's being used enough here. But whatever, you know, just go, you got to get him.
Right.
I mean, this guy can play, and like you said, right field, second base. He's good in the locker room, and he's a team leader. And they need somebody that can pick up the offense with this ball club, and that dude can do it.
Yeah, and the nice part is, John, and we appreciate the call as always, Madrigal was, when he left, when he went out with the injury, he was leading the team with the most hits, and he was playing well.
His defense was picking up better.
And that's just such a problem. I mean, you had Mendick there. You've got Leury Garcia playing over there. And, you need a guy that can come in and play that spot. I don't think you can go to the playoffs this year with those two guys as your alternating
second
baseman.
No, they need to be on the bench to come in to, give some relief. But, no, I think Frazier's the one to go after. I know we have Berger.
He had four hits last night. He was 4-for-5.
Yeah, he's part of our future, but I don't know. And as Sean said, maybe we don't have to pay as much as we think we do for a Frazier.
Yeah.
We'll see. Again, if we're competing with other teams, that's really going to drive up the price.
Yeah, do you think Jake Berger is a guy that other teams might be looking at?
Well, for me, Gavin Sheets and Jake Berger, that's someone you dangle for bigger trades.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Bigger fish.
Bigger than Adam Frazier.
Yeah, bigger than Adam Frazier.
Okay.
Like a Michael Brantley?
Well, so what I was thinking too, okay, is right now, and usually around the trade deadline, when you see big-time prospects leave and are on the way out in trades, it's for starting pitching.
Right.
The White Sox do not need starting pitching right now.
Right.
But next season, who knows who's going to be in this rotation. Now, you're probably going to bring up Kopech or Garrett Crochet at some point, and they can fill in seamlessly for if you lose
right.
either Lance Lynn or Carlos Rodon. But
Or Dallas Keuchel. I think Keuchel's got a year. It's an option year.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you don't know what your rotation is necessarily going to look like, but there will probably be some fresh faces. What if you need a guy who can be a fifth starter next year at around this time?
Right.
Wouldn't you rather save these prospects for that than maybe overspending to get a guy like Adam Frazier, or as this article from David Schoenfield suggested, to get a guy like Trevor Story, who might be a little bit pricier?
Yeah.
I'd rather save it to try and get a pitcher down the line.
Yeah, I don't want to see Story only just because I saw his home and road splits, and I saw that. It's like, okay, forget it. The Cubs, like years ago, the Cubs liked Jeff Blauser because he hit well at Wrigley Field. They got Jeff Blauser. Then they realized that he hit well at Wrigley Field because he was facing Cubs pitching, and not because he could hit well at Wrigley Field. He was facing Cubs pitching back then, and it wasn't that good.
Did they try to have Cubs pitch to him in these games?
No, they didn't. No. Let's go to Old Town and George. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, George.
Hey, George.
I think both teams are going to make the playoffs. I worry about both teams. I think the Cubs, you know, they've got the lockdown bullpen, and I think their starters are maligned. I think they have great starters. Davies has shown he can do it. I like the Cubs to take 2 out of 3 in L.A. As far as the Sox, all they need is one really lockdown bullpen guy to add to Kopech. They need to get the triumvirate going for their setup, man. And they'll be fine when they get Eloy back. They're both gonna piece it together. So I'm not worried about it. I really am not.
But see, they had the bullpen last year. All these guys, Foster and Hoyer and Bummer, they all pitched well last year. And this year they've all hit little bumps. Now, granted, it's still. I don't think they're at the halfway point yet, are they? They're almost at the halfway point. But they haven't done the job this year. And, there's this whole second half of the season. Maybe it'll help. It's nice to have confidence in them, George.
Is Kopech going to be ready? What status, Fred? You must know what's going on.
Yeah, actually, I was just reading today about Kopech.
He should be close.
Yeah.
He's throwing a simulated game tomorrow.
That's what he's doing. He's throwing a simulated game. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he gets back and he can come back and they use him out of the pen. George, appreciate the call.
Yep.
They had some good sound from Garrett Crochet the other day because Garrett Crochet really appreciates being used the way he's being used this year because they know long term he's a guy that's going to be, they're looking mm-hmm. at him as a starter, mm-hmm. a starter. Pitcher, and maybe he doesn't attack guys a certain way pitching the way he does. And yesterday, two days ago, giving up 4 straight hits in that game when he came in, in relief of Giolito.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out the way they had hoped because Giolito pitched very, very well. The White Sox actually finally took the lead. I was at a restaurant. I was at a golf course restaurant called Reserve 22. And one of the guys we were with, he kept saying, oh, Sox are losing 1-0. Oh, Sox are losing 2-0. Then all of a sudden he goes, oh, they're up 3-2. I said, okay, fine. And then I get in my car and I go, and I hear Len Casper say, 6 runs now for the Pirates. Oh, come on.
It was rough.
They just scored. I go, how'd this happen? Yeah, but they turned around quickly and not exactly the way you would like it. Let's get back to the phones. We go to Highland Park. And, Mike, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mike.
Hey there.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
You know, you're not going to – couple things. You're not going to get Frazier with a scrub, like a 13th pitcher on the staff. That's not going to happen. The demand for him is pretty high. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to give up a lot more. I think before they make any major trades, they should bring Berger up, bring him up as a DH, and put Mercedes back in the minors because Mercedes is basically, he was great, but he's done. There's nothing left in the tank with him. He's absolutely shown no ability to adjust. The league has figured him out, and Berger is hitting, but he's, you know, some people are saying bring Berger up and put him at second. He's not a second baseman. He's a third baseman at best, and he's not even that good a fielder. Bring him up and try him out at DH and put Mercedes in the minors. That's what I would recommend right now.
Yeah.
And see how that goes before the trade deadline. If that doesn't work out, you know, you just need more offense right now. And that, to me, would be the quickest, maybe the quickest solution if Berger can actually do anything at the major league level.
Yeah, you really do
need
more offense. And you need
the guys that are up to hit.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You need Abreu to be Abreu.
Maybe this homestand's going to get them back on it because they open up the homestand tomorrow with Seattle, and then they got Minnesota coming in. Let's go Northwest Side. Tom, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for taking my call. I just was wondering, seeing that Kyle Schwarber is just on a one-year contract or whatever they call that, do you think the Cubs or the White Sox will make a play for him, seeing that he's reasonable, even if they have to go 50% higher, $10 to $15 million a year, and sign him to three or four year contract?
You mean after the year?
Right. Oh yeah.
Right. After the year, there's a possibility. I kind of thought he would have worked well for the White Sox as a DH.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because he can hit the ball. But then last year he didn't hit the ball, and now he's gone to
Washington.
Now
he's hitting the ball. Yeah. I mean, it's a gamble.
Yeah, he's leading off and hitting 19 homers. That's pretty damn good.
The people love him in Washington.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, he's doing the job. He's hitting, going opposite field. Tom, appreciate the call as always.
See, on the south side, we need somebody with multiple tools.
Yeah.
And Schwarber is a great bat. He's decent in the field, but... You know what? We need somebody that can do more of both.
That would be nice. There's another article I read, and it's one of the articles that you might have usually heard in Waddle's World. But I had a whole spin on this because, well, I'll explain why in a minute when we come back. It's Fred and Xander. We're in for Waddle and Sylvie right here on ESPN 1000.
This hour brought to you by Chicagoland Acura Dealers. Visit your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealer today to learn more about the all-new Acura TLX.
Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at Home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
So what's at stake? Brought to you by GT Prime. We've got the callers already. Callers 20 and 40. And they were assigned a side for the game. And the game is tonight, game 3 of the Western Conference Finals between the Clips and the Suns. The winner receives $50 to GT Prime. GT Prime located at 707 North Wells Street. For more information, visit gtprimerestaurant.com. Chef and partner Giuseppe Tintori, Rob Katz, and also Kevin Bame, they redefine the Chicago Steakhouse and bring you GT Prime. Also, I'd like to congratulate GT Prime's sister restaurant, GT Fish and Oyster, for celebrating 10 years of business. And I know I hear Sylvie talk about GT Prime all the time, Sylvie and Waddle. So, the winner of What's at Stake will be $50.
Sweet.
In his pocket, his or her pocket, to go and check out GT Prime. Fred and Xander in for Waddle and Sylvie. And when I first found out that you and I were doing the show, I was listening to Waddle and Sylvie, and they were talking about something, and I couldn't figure it out. I said, well, if they can talk about that, I got to come up with something to talk about. So I had an idea of what to talk about.
Really?
Yes. It's something I talked about with Waddle and Sylvie about two and a half years ago when I was doing updates for them. And we discussed it, and it became a topic on the air and stuff like that.
It was like the greatest hits?
No, it wasn't that great, but it was fun. It was a fun topic. So I'm looking, and this article actually was on... I want to say it was on computer today. Now, it was written back in November, but the headline of the article says, survey shows growing number of men are sitting down to urinate.
Now, this is this past November.
Yes, this past November. Right. Yeah. This, according to a poll done in Japan by Panasonic, shows now that men are spending more time at home due to work from home and all that, and they have become concerned about stains on and around the toilet.
Yeah, but you're sitting down.
That's why they were concerned. That's why they're sitting down. To break it down, Japanese men want to keep the bathroom cleaner because they're home more often. The survey was conducted in August of 2020 and showed that 70% of men stand up during urination compared to a similar survey conducted 5 years before that showed only 51%. So now nearly 20% more men are sitting down.
Well, and this may not reflect Americans and their attitudes.
That's what I wanted to ask. And I've got a reason to ask this, and I'll explain it to you. The survey showed that because the men are spending more time at home, they were more aware of the mess made due to splashing.
Because they're getting yelled at.
Which all altered their behavior. Well, see, here's what the whole situation is, okay? When we go to the restroom here, there's two urinals, okay?
And I'm not sitting in one of those.
If you're bashful, and you don't want to use the urinal when there's someone else using it, which is a whole millennial thing, if you ask me. Then you go into the stall.
Wait. This happened just the other day.
Oh, no, we do it because I never know.
You got right to the urinal, and the other one is right next to you, and I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm going into the stall.
I've done it.
And you've done it too.
I've done it here too because
urinal first.
Because it's a whole trend, it seems like, with the ESPN.
It's a trend.
Yeah, it's a whole trend.
This isn't an ESPN thing. This is modern day bathroom etiquette.
Yeah. I got the urinal first, so you went to the stall.
Was not always like that. That's why they have two urinals, because people would stand next to each other.
Okay,
they wouldn't have a problem with it.
So wait, now you're trendy? Is that what you're saying? You're trendy?
Usually there's a divider, too. If there's a divider, okay.
Oh, well, at the metro station, they're real tight, and they have dividers, and it's like, okay, that's fine.
Well, there's sometimes the bathrooms at Guaranteed Rate are too close to each other, the urinals on the wall, and they don't have dividers.
Yeah, but
they don't.
That is a stadium. It's open season. Open season. All
hey,
rules go
hey,
out.
Hey, let's
go
talking about the trough.
Okay.
Anything goes.
I love the troughs. I used to always go at Comiskey
Fishing.
Park. I would always go in. The one that said for future White Sox players, all the way through high school, all the way through afterwards, until they tore Comiskey Park down in, 90? Always go.
And you're still angry about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm still angry. Yeah. There's a
in
lot
general.
Of things I'm angry. But here's the thing. This came up because we were talking about with Waddle and Sylvie a couple years ago. And when you have a bathroom at home, or two bathrooms, or three bathrooms, and you do stand up to do your business, my biggest question is, when you hit the water, when your urine hits the water, what bounces out? Is it the urine bouncing out, or is water being displaced and bouncing out? Because it always bounces out and splashes.
Well, you know, I am a
because
scientist.
Because you have a toilet.
I am a
water.
Scientist.
You're going into a pool.
I am a scientist.
Okay, let's hear it.
And it's the water.
You've done this already,
it's
haven't
the water.
You? You've done this.
It's the water. This is what I tell my wife.
Okay.
It's the water.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's why, and everybody knows, I'm bringing up a sad thing, but it's just for a second to bring a point. Everybody knows my wife passed away in October of 2019. Mm-hmm. Okay. And since then, I clean the bathrooms because I'm the only one home.
Have you noticed things you've never noticed before?
Yes. So I sit down anytime I go to the bathroom, almost anytime. But when I don't and I stand up, I immediately clean up around the toilet. And then I say to myself, well, that was stupid. If I just sat down, I wouldn't have to worry about cleaning up.
See, no.
Because sitting down is easy. It's simple.
Is.
My buddies, who I know are driving around in the car right now, would say, you know, it would be a diss. You would get to someone and say, you probably squat to pee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a diss.
Yeah.
That's a diss.
Well, and my answer is yes, I do, because I like to have the toilet area clean.
All those years when you made mess and
And it was cleaned up by somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you didn't get called on it. I get called on it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I had to make an adjustment. I take one more half step toward the toilet because apparently I have been showing up short, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And not
moving
noticed.
Up in the batter's box.
Yeah,
right?
I got to
Little League.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If the pitcher's thrown a little bit faster, you move back a step.
I need to step up to the batter's box one half step more. So
uh-huh.
I've been trying to do that because I've noticed the issue. And she noticed first, and now I'm paying attention, but I still don't sit.
Okay.
Unless I have to sit.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
It's just
yeah.
quicker.
Yeah. Well, I asked Sean earlier today, and Sean said, well, you know, sometimes you sit because you're not sure if it's just going to be one or the other.
Well, if there's a question mark,
if it's just
going to
be
sure.
one or both,
sure.
you know. And so that I understand
that's a
that.
Bad surprise.
But have you changed your ways as you've grown up through life? Because like I said, urinals, no choice. Okay, like you said, you're not sitting down.
I am not going to sit in a urinal.
No, but when you go in your home with a regular toilet, I do know that when I was at Waddle's house for the Super Bowl party, and I walked in after Sylvie and Mason came out of the bathroom, I was wiping up around it because there was quite
a
mess.
Well, now they know. Now Sylvie
I'm not sure
knows.
If it was Sylvie or if it was Mason
right.
that made the mess.
Right.
And it was probably Sylvie, let's be honest.
Okay.
Mason was probably sitting down, I would think, because he couldn't reach the toilet.
Well, then there's that.
He's a short guy, so he's got, unless Sylvie was holding him. and having him aim as he was standing there. So I just want to know if the people that listen to the Waddle and Sylvie show today, Fred and Xanderin for Waddle and Sylvie, have you realized that you do make a mess and you started to sit down
more? And you have adjusted your position because of it.
Or have you just adjusted your position and still stood
like
up?
Like a half a step
or
closer
do you sit
in
down?
The better.
Yeah, 312-332-3776 because, you know, it's a mess to clean up. If you do it each and every time, it makes it easier, but it's still a
right.
mess.
Clean as you go?
Yeah. I do that quite often. I clean as I go if I decide I want to stand up, even though I'm home by myself. And I go, damn, it's all. Now I got to clean up because otherwise I'm going to have to clean up later. 312-332-3776. So basically, the question is, do you squat or stand up when you go to the bathroom?
And if you've made adjustments based on your issues.
Yeah. And maybe the woman or other people you live with in your house that have had to clean and told you, hey, listen. Either take better aim or sit down. 312-332-3776 here on ESPN 1000.
Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office, just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Waddle and Sylvie with a day off. They'll all be back tomorrow. When I say all of them, I mean Cap and Jay Hood, Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and Sylvie, Black and Abdallah. They'll all be here. We got basketball tonight. It's game three of the Western Conference Finals as the Suns take on the Clippers. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock, a tip, all of it right here on ESPN 1000. You can also hear us on the ESPN Chicago app and on 100.3.
HD2.
HD2. You can hear us all those places. And it's wonderful. And you can see us during the show, the live shows. You can see us on twitch.tv. And if you're a lady driving around and you're listening right now, and I'm sure there are many, have you had to tell the man that lives in your home or maybe some of the children that live in your home and the young
boys?
Make an adjustment or sit down because I'm tired of cleaning up around the toilet because you guys are missing. You guys are, you know, it's getting messy on the seats and all around it.
We'd be okay with aiming, especially the longer we've been on this earth.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work out that way.
I don't think that we're not aiming correctly. I think that it's bouncing off the water and it's displacing.
Well, sometimes
like you said,
we have an aim
water.
Issue. And you walk up too quick and you don't, you know what, you get your feet settled in.
Yeah. This is because I saw an article that said survey shows growing number of men are sitting down to urinate. And I know that over time, you know, first thing in the morning, it's probably different for some people first thing in the morning because you're not sure exactly what's going on. I grab my phone, alarm goes off, grab my phone, sit in the toilet, go through all my texts, go on my Twitter.
That's probably
all that stuff.
The time I would do it because I'm half asleep and I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Well, that's even worse.
But
you're
half
asleep. You're not going to make good.
This is
good
where
aim.
I'm talking about my aim issues.
Yeah. You're not going to be a good aim half asleep.
No.
Let's go out to the road and Greg. Greg, what's going on?
Not much. How you guys doing?
We're doing
good.
Well.
Good.
So, yeah, I had to change my ways probably 15 years ago. I was a single guy cleaning up after myself constantly and got tired of it.
But you noticed it right away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And I also had another problem. You mentioned first thing in the morning. Sometimes you wake up with full attention and you can't. You got to sit down.
And then well, then there's that.
Yes, there is.
And then sometimes the stream splits in two, and you got the flying V, and you miss the toilet on both sides.
Okay, Greg, mine splits in two, but I don't miss the toilet on both sides.
That's an extreme split.
That's a big split.
Appreciate
it.
You got to stand back
Greg.
A little.
Yeah, stand back. That's amazing. Well, see, he changed on his own. Because he realized he had to clean up.
Well, if you're the only one living there, you're going to see that. But if you have a partner and you just do your thing, you may not see that until they point that out to you.
And how rude is it for all the guys out there who have a woman who they say, well, that's okay, she'll clean the toilet in the area around it.
Well, it's never been my attitude. It's just that she brought it to my attention. It's like, yes, ma'am, I will fix it.
Let's go on out to Maywood and Johnny. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, so, yeah, I do agree. I noticed it on my own as well. It's true. But I think the source of where it's coming from the majority of the time, I know you're saying it's a splash.
Yeah.
I believe it's after when we're done. So it's those last few drips that are dripping out, and I don't know if everyone shakes it. When you shake it, you pretty much have no control of the aim anymore. And I think the majority is on the rim and also on the floor.
Shake it, but so, don't break it.
It doesn't help, though. You can shake it forever. It's not going to help.
It doesn't seem like it.
No, because it's...
Just be a little more subtle with your shake.
well, I guess...
So much aggression.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it. The shake doesn't matter. It's like... You can shake all you want. It's still the last few drops are still going to end up where you don't want them. It doesn't matter.
That sounds like you have a different issue.
No, it's not. It's the history of. I mean, there's a whole saying. Last few drops, you know, it doesn't matter how much you last
no,
few drops are going to end up
it
with.
Is true.
Yeah, it doesn't. There's a reason.
But if you're shaking like an animal, well, it's going to get everywhere.
Well, yeah, of course. That's always true. Let's go to the South Side and James. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well. How's it going with you?
Yeah, so it's going good. I just can't sit down on that toilet if it's not to a grater. You know, I can't do it. So what I did was my wife has a bathroom upstairs, and I have a bathroom downstairs. And the key to not getting that splash around the toilet is... It's two flushes. Before you start peeing, you hit the flush and you pee. And then, if there's something left over, then you flush again. Ooh. But you can't step back before the drips drop on the floor.
Actually, you know what? That's a good one because by flushing the first time, there's not as much water for it to bounce off of.
Right, and we do that in urinals.
Oh,
a lot
God.
Of times I'll do that in urinals, so why not do it at the
That's
home?
Awesome. That's but a great one.
And I love James, stay in the batter's box an extra... two or three counts.
Just an extra couple seconds. Stand in the batter's box and make sure everything is good.
But James, James, since you have your own bathroom, does that mean you clean your own bathroom too?
Oh yes.
Okay.
She will not clean that bathroom.
She won't step in there.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
She will not step in there. But it's clean though. It's really clean.
I got you.
Poker night and everything is good to go.
There you go. Oh well, poker.
Hey, one question, fellas.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little bit depleted. Can you tell me something about Justin Fields? I need my Justin Fields news. Can I get something? Got to keep the high going, man.
He's ready to go as soon as the offensive line allows Andy Dalton to get killed.
Exactly.
He'll be ready to go. Okay, James.
Yeah. All right, fellas.
Okay, James. Thanks.
Thanks.
You know, the thing that James said, though, is when, you know, it's fine when you're on your own, but he just said the poker buddies and stuff like that. I don't trust any of my friends.
No. If my wife said you have your own bathroom, all your friends are going to be over to play poker.
Yeah.
Remember to clean that bathroom.
Oh yeah.
I'd be like everybody. I'm renting an outhouse for y'all.
There's no need to clean the bathroom beforehand. It's clean the bathroom afterwards.
Well, that's what I mean.
No, I know.
I'm putting an outhouse out in the driveway.
Right, but a lot of times, if you have company, you want to clean up before they come over. No. There's no reason if it's your buddies
well,
coming
it's
over.
It's really bad.
Yeah, not the bad. Well. You know,
even for guys, no, that doesn't matter.
Waddle
right.
just goes outside. We know the Waddle when he walks his dog, he goes. So, and that's not a bad thing.
Hey, let me tell you something. I've got 6 acres and a barn.
There you go.
I'm out cutting the grass.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, I understand. We go to Mount Prospect and Kevin. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. You got me cracking up over here. Couple things. So it depends on what time of the morning you're getting up, because as one caller alluded to, you get that tension, and I mean your forehead is leaning up against that back wall if you catch my drift.
Uh huh. I got you.
But you don't want to snap that carrot off. So
you gotta bend your knees, and it's an issue.
A buddy of mine recently moved. The house that he moved into has a urinal in the basement. Bathroom. Now, why is that not standard?
It should be, because I put a basement into the house we're in, and as soon as I did, my buddies came over, and the first thing they said is, you should have put a urinal in there.
You didn't
they
do
said,
it?
They said the odds are most, he goes, it's going to be guys using this watching games, not the women. They're going to go upstairs. And he's right. I should have.
You're too late? You can write that in?
Too late. No, not the house I'm moving into now. I could still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could still do it for the
You're
house.
You're going to make the phone call during the break.
Yeah, but then I'd have to have guys over. And, you know, I'm getting to the age where I might not want to have all the guys over.
Oh, wow.
Kevin,
my final point is that the best investment that I have ever made is hiring a monthly cleaning person.
So you're not careful and you don't care.
Best money ever spent. Yeah, right. I promise.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate
that
the call.
That no answer was an answer.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about it.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know. We go to the West Side and Dave. Dave, what's happening? Dave.
Well, you guys got me cracking up, bro. Well, I'm born and raised in Puerto Rico, so
okay.
Basically every time I got into the morning, I went outside and do whatever I want to do because I live more in the countryside.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But when I got to move out here to Chicago, basically I'll get every morning, I work at 5 a.m., so I got to wake up at 4 o'clock. And like everybody, I mean, you just don't want to even wake up. So I used to be standing, but there were three hoses coming out. And I said, which one is what? I mean, what the heck? So I started sitting down, doing it better like that. If three comes out, all three going down.
Hey,
so,
if it's unpredictable, it's better to sit.
Yeah, it's much better to sit. You know what? And then you can yawn. You don't have to worry about your hands. It's not, you know, you're good.
And especially when you sneeze.
And you see, that's a whole other issue.
Dave, I appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks a lot. Oh,
that'll throw you off when you're driving and when you're peeing.
There's nothing worse than driving and you're in traffic, or semi-traffic. You're going like 65. No, you're going like 65, 70.
Oh, well, yeah, and it's tight traffic.
And you got to sneeze.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like, really, I got to hold on, both hands, 10 and 2.
Right. Okay. Try to keep your eyes open when you sneeze.
Yeah, that's a long.
Or when you're peeing.
I've never been able to. Now, Jerry's got a solution. Jerry says he can help us all. Not only me, but all of mankind. Jerry, what can you help us with?
With regards to the dribbling, I also can't stand it because you got to wash the floor again after you do it.
Sure.
So when I go, I already in my left hand have wadded up 2 or 3 sheets of toilet paper.
Okay.
Do my business, tap the top, throw the toilet paper, flush and walk away. Because it's just a few drips you're looking for. So if you have a little wad of toilet paper to sort of pack down the top, you're done.
That's true. I have a sign above my toilet, tap the top.
Do you?
To remind me.
I don't know about that, but a little wad of toilet paper stops the dribble.
Okay, Jer, appreciate the call.
See you later.
He's not wrong.
This is probably a little too personal.
Oh, geez.
It doesn't necessarily stop at that point.
Could be an individual thing.
Absolutely not. Well, Waddle's 10 years younger than me. He gets up 3 times a night to go to the bathroom.
I get up once a night.
I sleep straight through the night. So it's not a problem. I've had it all checked. I've got no problems there.
Can we get a doctor to vouch for you, please? Call in right now?
Yeah. I mean, my friends guy would. Okay. But, you know, I don't think he listens. That's a whole other
with
thing.
With good reason.
He's busy dealing with patients, you know. So we get back to a couple of callers. Hang in there if you want to. We've also got some other stuff to get into before we're done at 6 o'clock. Don't forget like hoops tonight. Cubs and Sox, baseball. We got some NBA stuff. I got a couple of questions for Bulls fans out there. So we'll get to that and more. But callers, hang in there. We'll get right back to you. We got to take one quick break, and I may take a run to the restroom.
Okay, well,
after all this talk,
don't be so aggressive with your shake.
I'll try not to. Back after this on ESPN 1000.